No.
I think, like, Ron, it's ridiculous, because if you give them their first initial and last name, their pay grade and their position, you can walk around the city hall or walk around the website, find out everybody if you wanted to.
Sure.
Besides, in these days of identity theft, harassment, et cetera, most people don't want those kind of things out in the newspaper or in publications and so forth. If they get it just normally, that's fine. But most businesses will not even assign their email addresses to people based on first names. It'll be their first initial and last name. And that's how they do it even on email, to avoid problems in that way, whether it's identity theft or harassment or any other way. And in my business, which is in the insurance business and investments, we don't release any information on anyone, regardless of what it is. So without the written consent of the person. So that's common these days, and anybody that's making that big a fuss over wanting the first name instead of an initial has got nothing to do.